All right. Welcome back to
Guilty Pleasures and Shameless Treasures. I'm your host, Courtney. So we're talking about VPR today, and Ollie didn't want to. He wanted to still, like, keep our regular format with, like, one episode per catch-up, but that's just not going to work for us because, first of all, we're not that regimented where we podcast the day after the episode comes out.
Yeah.
And second of all, there's just not a lot happening in the show right now. Like, the flavor of the show is just, like, not really where it needs to be.
Yeah, I guess you're more of an expert in terms of what, you know, what's a good show and not. Because, like, I don't know. It's hard for me. It's hard for me to tell. Like, yeah, so you get, you know, some episodes are more exciting than others.
I think we're pigeonholing ourselves, though, if we're, like, releasing episode two, let's say, recap the day before episode three comes out, and not much happened on episode two, so it's already hard for people to, like, you know, to recap it, and then people aren't that interested in it, and then we're on a timeline. So I think, like, we're going to just, like, watch episodes and podcasts as we go and just talk about, like, the themes and also kind of what we're seeing in sort of what we're seeing in as far as themes go, and the headlines we'll talk about headlines, because headlines are important to this these recaps, because there's so much happening in the headlines, probably more than there is on the show.
Yeah.
There's more happening in the press right now. About them than there is.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just thought, whatever, their normal shows and doing it episode by episode. But yeah, I guess there's not much. I found last episode more interesting than this episode. Because episode was...
Well, Tom Sandoval told Lisa that he is having suicidal thoughts. And then he had that party, that birthday party, where he invited James over. And then instead of apologizing to James, he brought up the thing that happened 10 years ago where James fucked Kristen. So what do you think about that?
Well, I think... Well, my mind's on something else right now.
Okay, sorry. Let's go with your thoughts.
Because that's later on. And really, episode two's when Tom shows up. So that episode's definitely more exciting than this previous episode. And Tom shows up, and then you see how he's communicating with his assistant.
Oh, yes, with Anne.
Right? Yeah. So... communicating with his assistant, but no, what I meant to say is communicating with Ariana.
Yeah.
Through his assistant. And for that reason, it made it pretty interesting. And it was like he was asking for things that I was literally thinking, she's not, obviously not going to go through with this, you know? I mean...
Like what?
Like the party. It's like, why the fuck? Like, why? I don't know.
Have a dinner at a restaurant. Like, why do you need to have a house party? That's what I don't understand. You live in LA. There's a million great clubs and great restaurants. You were never home when you were with her. You were always out at bars. So have a nice dinner at a restaurant, especially if you don't have that many friends to, like, fill your house with at that time. You know what I mean?
And, like, just like I've had birthdays where I just don't do anything. Like, what he's, it's like, no, I just like don't act like you're feeling bad.
I don't feel bad about failing on some of your birthdays.
I don't like the birthday hype thing of like, oh, something needs, I don't like that with any.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like any commitment.
You like a spontaneous event. Celebrations.
Yeah, I just I'm not structured enough to celebrate.
But
so,
maybe,
like, I don't care about the birthday. Yeah. I'm not saying, like, oh, I haven't done. I'm saying, like, I'm, like,
well,
whatever,
it's your
birthday. We were
on our honeymoon at your last birthday. That was fun.
Yeah. Anyways, like, they're all fun. All that to say, I'm just, like, happy just being. And he's like, well, it's my birthday and I should have... a birthday party with my friends.
Maybe this year just don't celebrate yourself because you don't deserve
I mean, whatever. Humans are humans. Like, I don't care.
Like, it's just like a 42-year-old man being obsessed with having a birthday party is interesting.
It's really, really I don't know. It's not it's like, yes, it's interesting and a lot of other things that I just can't find the vocabulary to explain. But it's, it's something else, you know? Like, is it that necessary? Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it why he doesn't just, like, lay low and be humble.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
I know. He can't. It's because he can't. It's just...
And he's poking the bear.
Yeah.
And...
He's definitely stirring shit up.
It's really hard for me to understand it at a certain level because I'm not very familiar with the timelines and like how many months it had been. What
it
happened.
Had been 3 months since she literally saw it on his phone. That's very fresh, I think.
That's pretty fresh.
And
so that's very fresh. So I don't hate him or anything because like, why the fuck would I hate him? He's just a guy who fucking makes bad decisions.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why he's so obsessed with pleasing himself, you know? He's just like jerking himself off constantly.
Yeah.
And it's just like, dude, like at some point he's unwilling. Stop coming.
He's unwilling to sort of put himself in a really uncomfortable position and, you know, really reel the consequences. And I think that Ariana let him do whatever he wanted for so long, and now she knows exactly what's gonna irk him in a way, you know, which is why she says no to the party, because she knows those are the things. Because she said it on this most recent episode, when he's not gonna have suicidal thoughts when he starts getting invited to parties again, because that's what matters to him, right? And I know that's a strong scent. And he could be having, you know, two things could exist at once. He could be having suicidal thoughts, but also just really having those suicidal thoughts because getting invited to parties is his whole existence and his purpose.
Yeah, that's what you said. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I just feel like, yeah, there's a lot of emphasis on the suicide. I don't know.
They're trying to make him seem like a victim, so he's somewhat likable on our TV screens, and it's just not working. And then also Lisa is like such a misogynist because like she's going with it. But if it were like, what about Raquel? You know what I mean? Like she should be reaching out to her, making sure, like, I don't know. I just feel like so many girls have been totally destroyed on that show, including Kristen. And it's just like, it's not really fair, but I do admit something from that episode. Like the one thing that really stuck out to me was when he was meeting with Sheena in the back alley.
Yeah.
And I have to say, cause like, I'll admit, I liked Tom Sandoval throughout all of the seasons I watched him in up until he cheated. And when he was like, you know, kind of poking fun at Sheena's outfit, like saying that she looked like Shania Twain, and he was being very charming. And I felt being like, he could easily pull me back in if he was my friend. And he had, cause he has like this charm to him. So I'll be honest. I'll be upfront about that.
Yeah. Wow. That's big of you to admit.
Shut up.
I just think that she's a human, like, obviously. Like, the worst people have great moments.
Yeah. And narcissists are very charming. And I'm not saying he's a narcissist, but he definitely has narcissistic tendencies.
I can tell you this. I think, of course, he can be charming. I don't know if there's many people that I've observed or been around or seen on reality TV that I'm like, oh, I completely disagree with everything they make and all their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, well, they do have a good side. Everyone's got a good side or a charming side or, you know, attractive side. Like, mm-hmm. It's totally normal. I wouldn't put emphasis on that because I've seen throughout the years I haven't watched a lot of it, right? So I don't know every part, but like, you know, I'm watching random times when it's just on. Watching it, so it's good.
You see, like, the general themes of the show and the general...
So, all that to say, I don't necessarily, like, I don't dislike him or anything. I don't really vibe with the way he goes through life and the way he behaves. Yeah. It always just seems like he's very preoccupied with his journey or something, you know, it's like always kind of, you know, we're all insecure. So like oftentimes, yeah, we're like trying to act cool or trying to maybe not be true to our Pierce forms. But yeah, I've seen good parts of him for sure. Like I like how he takes things seriously. He likes to do things well. He was kind of like, took things very seriously in one of those scenes where they're talking about bartending and then Jax doesn't give a fuck. And he's like, well, you got to take it seriously. And like, those people
took everything seriously.
When you work with those people in the industry, which we both have, those people are not liked. And they're they lose the respect, you know, of people. So
listen, I was serving, I would always say, we're fucking carrying food to people. Like, it's not that serious.
I know. Even
and like some people that
chefs
like,
I've worked with, they're like, we're fucking making food.
And some of them are really honest and they're like, we're reheating things.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about people who are actually fucking incredible.
Yeah,
cooks,
no. Yeah.
But like,
well, no, just but I've that, worked in a lot of chains, guys.
No, but that, yeah, but there were some of them were good chains.
Well, yeah, but still, a lot of the time still, you're not cooking on the line.
And you're right. That is something like cooks say. They're like, yeah, we're just fucking reheating
everything's
shit.
Prepped usually, exactly. And they're reheating it. Like, yeah. You know?
So, anyways, you know, Tom, yeah, for sure he's got, but I wouldn't hyper focus on the way he sometimes makes us feel.
Yeah, like I wouldn't. I'm not trying to
villainize him. I'm just giving my honest opinion on how I think his behavior is in his coworkers, if that's what you want to call that show.
They are his coworkers.
People with that, on that show with him. It's quite something the way he behaves. I'm not saying I wouldn't be friends with him. I'm probably friends with a lot of fucking weird people, and we're all weird in our own ways.
You have a couple Toms in your life?
Yeah, probably.
We all do. Okay, so one thing, though, I want to comment is, like, that it was very jarring about that scene with him and Sheena was that they both looked like they stepped out of 2001 high school. With their fashions. Do you remember their fashions?
Oh, Lord. Sheena.
She had the skinny sunglasses at night.
Oh, yes.
And, like, the bell-bottom low-rise jeans. And he had, like, the sweaters that, like, they were, like, a pullover sweater. And anyway, it was just, that was jarring to me. Because I'm like, oh, like, it's just, like... It feels so meta in a way, like, because it's reality, but it's not reality. They're pretending like it's reality, but they're pretending like they don't know the cameras are there. And then we're in like a time warp of back in the 90s. And it was just like very meta.
I really wish, like, I'm trying to find their outfits online. And like, I really wish someone did like... some kind of
there's something out there, but internet, we don't have time to look for it right now.
No.
Okay, and then so I don't know. I liked episode 3 a bit more. Like, I did enjoy it. Maybe it's because I had a couple glasses of wine, so I thought it was better than it was. But so we start off at James's pool party. You're giving me the eyebrows. What's that mean?
No, I'm just, this is my, like, it's, I'm sitting, it's my sitting face.
James said he spent $2,000 on the pool party.
Yeah.
So that was funny.
Yeah. I wonder what he spent it on. Do you think he got, like, that balloon thing there that they, like, went in? It was, like, a picture, a framed thing?
No, please. Not at a pool party. I think he just bought a bunch of floaties.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, the floaty that goes in the pool? Yeah. And then I think Katie was in it.
Yeah, they made a something about her floaty, like the sandwich shop. Their sandwich shop. That's what their sandwich shop's called. Something about her. You don't know that?
Okay, so I'm not with it.
No, you've got to remember things a little better.
Yeah, you get mad at me.
Okay, so that's what the floaty thing was, babe. It was their sandwich shop that he made into a floaty. And it looked exactly like it.
James.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that means, like, he spent money on that.
Yeah. And then he bought all of those cans of THC drinks.
Oh, yeah.
California Sober. Remember, he was, like, chugging, like, face-chugging one.
Yeah.
And then his barbecue caught on fire.
And then the food.
A lot of people are sober.
So floaties. So he probably spent, like, $500 on floaties.
You think?
And then, like, wow, they're fucking expensive.
They are, especially in L.A. Especially if you want them to look cool.
And then food.
Food. Like, and then he probably bought alcohol for other people.
And then
made sure there was like
drinks, maybe $200, those drinks. Who knows?
You never know.
How much did he get? Like, maybe he got cases of them.
Yeah, and maybe he had alcohol for other people. Like, he he set up a bar. Like, if I were sober, there's no way I could have alcohol at my party and not drink it. Like, that's a hard thing. I just wouldn't have it.
So then you got that, and then what else? You have to buy also, like, paper plates and stuff.
Yeah, and they probably just bought, like, nice flowers, like, and maybe they just, like, tweaked a couple things around their house to make it look nicer.
So let's say it probably actually cost, like, 15, 16 maybe, and you said 2,000.
Yeah, of course
so
he did.
So that's what I'm going to go with.
And then they talk about the Lyft driver. Remember the Lyft driver?
The Lyft driver.
Remember? So the Lyft driver that drove home Ariana one night was the same Lyft driver that drove her and Tom home the night she found out he was cheating. And Ariana, this guy had no idea what Scandoval was. And then Katie was like, "Was he ever heard of Reddit?" Which I thought was so funny. And so now people are calling. Now people are calling for Andy to invite this Lyft driver on to bartend on Watch What Happens Live, even though he has no fucking clue what's going on.
Who's this Lyft driver? I want to see
everyone
him.
Is calling on this Lyft driver. Like,
well, that's what Ariana said, right? She's like, probably so many people want to talk to him.
Yeah, imagine. So anyway, that was pretty interesting. And then they kind of shut, like, what else is new? Sheena gets shut down at the pool party.
That was so funny.
So that happens in every season. Like, Sheena just has no, like, she's really a sub.
Oh, it's so sad seeing her cute little face. She's so sweet. I just love that girl, man.
And before, so, like, to give context as to why they shut her down, they go, her and Lala go over to Lisa Vanderpump's house. And Lisa Vanderpump, of course, is arranging roses as she's talking to them. It's, like, such a staged moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What the fuck?
She has a new dog, Donut.
Donut.
Very cute.
Very cute. Love that guy.
He's so cute.
Donut. Oh, my God.
But she's, like, arranging. She's got the most beautiful roses you've ever seen in your life, and she's arranging them. And then she's basically telling Lala and Sheena to, like, ease up on Sandoval and that he should be invited to this Lake Tahoe trip.
Yeah, so they start bringing up the suicide thing. So...
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very, very serious topic.
Yeah.
It's one I'm very close to, I feel like.
Yeah, me too.
And it's really hard to say. I mean, it's not. You can't justify it, but. Like, you gotta be careful with drinking and doing drugs. Like, if he's doing coke or he's drinking, I don't know if what drugs he does or Adderall or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really hard. It's really hard on your mental illness.
Yeah, if he got, like, really fucked up and then he's just, like, by himself looking at his phone and seeing how much the world hates him, it'd be pretty easy to off yourself.
Be pretty easy. That's a lot of pressure. I can totally see it. should it be brought up in the show?
I just think that Tom didn't need, like, okay, so Lisa's very, very sensitive about suicide because her brother killed himself. And so it felt a bit like Tom was using that to get sympathy, or maybe he wasn't, but
I know so many people, like drinking especially, like if you're drinking or like unhealthy lifestyles, I don't know. And then that pressure, like that pressure would be a lot. Yeah. But I'm not going to say whether I know or not, because it's not nice for me to do
it's,
so.
You know, but, it's true.
I don't like it that they added that part to the show.
Yeah.
I'm opposed to
it. I feel like they didn't have to do that.
I feel like it's a bit...
I think it could be understood without focusing on it. It's
disrespectful to certain communities.
I agree.
And you maybe should just leave it out because it's a sensitive topic. And they should have been...
And I think that it could be assumed, you know, without having to really, like, have a literal bring up. But anyway, so Sheena starts crying because she's, like, scared of losing Ariana, basically. She wants to reach out to Tom, but she's scared of losing Ariana. So I thought that was interesting. And so my next, I just like wrote in the notes, I don't know if you're looking at them or not, but it says, I just wrote, Lisa reminds me of my grandma. And like, she just like really does. Like, and they're both earth signs. And like, she's just so much like my grandma, I find.
Really, eh?
Like, don't you find like, my grandma is a misogynist for sure. Yeah. Like, she makes excuses for all the men and never for a woman. And like, just like their vibe and their air about them, and like, it's very earth sign energy. And anyway, so I just wrote that down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess on that topic too is how everyone's sober.
Yeah.
Not on the Lisa top grandma topic, but on the
well, my grandma's pretty sober, so
yeah, it's true. She's very sober. Not all grandmas are sober. A lot of grandmas are not.
A lot of grandmas like a shot of whiskey in the morning.
Yeah, do they?
Yeah, a lot of like people that have lived to like 110 are like, it's because I have scotch first thing in the morning.
Yeah, it probably keeps you happy too.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like a wake and bake, maybe.
Or maybe they're just like, whatchamacallit, alcoholic, so they need their whiskey every morning to get through the day. But anyway.
Well, you definitely get to that point, right? And your body's like, I need it.
Mm-hmm. Anywho.
That's funny. So everyone's sober and at the, at the pool party and at the club. Not everyone's sober.
No, but like everyone's like sober. Who wasn't
drinking at the club?
Well, Lala for sure. Sheena has been sober. Tom Schwartz is sober curious. Allie's sober curious. James is sober. Katie's the only one drink. Katie and Ariana are the only two drinkers right now. Which I love, you know, because like they were never the ones that ever got out of control with their drinking. Whereas everyone else in that group got into trouble with their drinking.
Katie sometimes, she has some scenes there.
Oh, sorry, Tequila Katie. You're right.
She...
But you know what? That was always fueled by, she goes, by like, she always kind of had good reasons to, like, get mad at Schwartz. Like, Schwartz he never chose her. I love Schwartz as a friend, but he's not, like, he needs to, like, get his priorities straight.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway.
But, yeah, so that's good for them, you know. And I don't know why. Who was it who wanted to ask? James?
Oh, okay. That we'll get to that. Well, that's in the notes. Yeah. But so we'll just stick to the notes. Just kidding. Okay. So they're like, this is the third. So Schwartz shows up with an orchid. So he has like a thing about giving. Ali says that this is the third plant that Schwartz has gotten us. And I love that for Schwartz. It's so cute.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying the hottest they've ever seen shorts, like girls are like, the hottest I've ever seen shorts is him in his apartment in his track pants tending to his plants and just like being like, because maybe like I feel like shorts, and he is like, he's a nerd at heart and he just like wants to do nerdy things kind of thing. And, you know, like he just like needs to drink less and like do more stuff like that.
He should own like one of those like
greenhouses.
Yeah.
It'd be so cute. That'd be perfect for him. Like, I don't know if it's I don't know if he's meant to be a bar owner. Like, I don't know. I don't know if that's in the cards for him. But
He could be a bar owner, but I don't know if
he can't be there all the time.
No. He need, yeah.
James jumps off his roof into the pool.
That looks fun.
That was fun.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah. And then, okay, then there's a really actually interesting conversation that I really enjoyed from Lala and Schwartz that happened. Lala was very vulnerable and she literally, like, she wasn't, like, and she said it in this, she's either, like, crying or she's yelling, you know?
Yeah.
And she's Scorpio rising like me, so it makes sense. But she's like, no, I have to find a middle ground. And she was saying, like, you know, my dad, who her dad died, was a people pleaser like you, Tom. And I feel like it killed him. And I'm just worried that you're like, you know, you're going to die on this hill for your friend. And he wouldn't necessarily do that for you. And you need to start, like, putting yourself first. And that really hit home for him. Because Schwartz is, he's a really great guy to talk to. And he's very intelligent. He's a lot more intelligent than Sandoval. He went to college and he's very smart. no, it's true. And, like, so it's nice to see him.
Don't worry. You're not smarter if you went to college.
No, I'm just saying, like, he is more intelligent than Sandoval is.
Yeah, in certain ways, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But it was just nice seeing him in an isolated situation like that. And then we go to the cold plunge.
Oh. The cold plunge.
With Billy Lee and Tom Sandoval.
That is a whole... Okay, that scene was good. That's almost... It's like comedy. Like, it is so funny.
When he put his face down and then Billy Lee like makes that shocked face, like, ooh, he put his face in cold water.
Yeah, it's really funny. They made it so, but the way they edited it, right? It's very dramatic in the music and him doing it. And so, like, I don't know, and the face he makes.
Yeah.
He's so, like, he's cheesy, you know?
Yeah.
It was really cheesy.
I know. So there's that. Then he talks about Raquel and how he's saving himself for her and how he feels abandoned by her and all this crap. And then... What else? And then Lala asked James why he got sober. And he does admit that Ali had moved out to one of her friends because James was drinking and getting angry.
Oh, yeah.
And there was, like, she was kind of mad that he was getting so angry about, like, Raquel and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that was weird.
Well, I mean, it's all very fresh. Like, him and Raquel were engaged, and then everything just happened really quick. So,
yeah, I guess, yeah, if I was in that position, it'd be hard. But, you know, I've been in similar positions, and maybe you got to just tone it down a bit because you don't want to scare off your partner.
Yeah. And then we go over to Schwartz's house and Joe is there. So we finally see Joe for the first time and she's as chaotic as everyone said she would be. I don't know what you thought about her.
Oh, the one cutting his hair.
Yeah. Like, what?
Oh, that was so funny. But like, they were like talking and she was just almost trying to be a part of the scene, even though she was just there. She could have been just there a bit in a more of a subtle way.
Yeah.
But then
she's thirsty.
she kept adding things to the conversation, but like they weren't talking to her.
Yeah, like it was.
And they were talking to each other, and then.
And then what Tom Sandoval said was the even more shocking part.
It was cringy.
So he's like invites him to Lake Tahoe, and then he started saying that Sheena and Lala like led the charge, and like people followed their lead from their podcasts, and Schwartz is like, dude, like you're this is not the energy you should bring to this trip. Like, just come humbly, like be humble, because he's like he's like villainizing them for like being the ones that led the charge against him. No, they didn't. Like, most people didn't even listen to their podcast. We just watched on our shows and saw what you did.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. No, the funniest part though was that Schwartz was saying, maybe you're gonna have to, maybe he said humble yourself, or like, what did he say? Like,
I forget it.
Forget your ego or something.
This energy is not gonna serve you, is what he said.
Yeah, after, but before that, he said, hey, you should come to this whatever event. And then I guess Lake Tahoe, is it?
Or? Yeah, they're going to Lake Tahoe next episode. So maybe next episode will be more entertaining.
He said come, but maybe you're going to have to be apologetic or whatever he said.
Yeah.
And then he just goes off on this.
This is his thing. This is what he does. And
it's so funny. Like, it's so funny.
It's so animated.
And he can't keep it in. He can't, like, control his behavior.
No.
He's so out of control. Yeah. Like, he should not have said that, and he should not have said a lot of things.
Yeah, and like, Lala and Sheena did not lead the charge. Like, yeah, they podcasted about it. You would too if you like had the opportunity for your podcast to blow up because of something that was happening on your show. Like, that's why they have the podcast, talk about the show.
Well, I can tell you one thing, he's giving them a lot of credit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, really? And then the last scene of the episode is Graham. He comes back into James's life. And I liked the scene, but then I found out it was a pickup scene. So he actually...
Oh, the dog.
Yeah, Graham.
Like Graham, who the fuck is
now Graham? Named Hippie.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
What'd you think?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't really pay attention to that scene.
I loved it.
Yeah, you but were in I love
James.
With it.
I love James because he reminds me so much of my little brother, minus like my brother's way less aggressive than James, but like they look a lot alike. And when I see him cry, it just like breaks my heart.
I don't see it as much, but
I don't know what it is.
You know your brother more than I do, so you'd be right about this one.
And I've just seen, like, I just, you know, I think we can't forget, and like, maybe this is me making excuses for James, but like, he came on the show when he was a 21-year-old little kid, and he got totally, like, tainted and, like, traumatized.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's come a long way. He could have gone a completely different way. His parents were splitting up, and, like, his mom was an alcoholic. It was really dark for him, and he had no money, and like, he really, I think he's come a long way, and I feel like he's gotten a lot of injustice in a lot of ways, and I like seeing him win. That's all.
Yeah.
And getting Graham back was really cute.
Yeah, you do like James.
Mm-hmm. I always have, and a lot of people have always hated him. Like, I can't watch season 7 of VPR because it's just everyone going against James.
Yeah, I don't mind him. I don't know.
What do you think about him DJing, like, at his house when he's, like, bopping up and down?
I think it's cool for him. I think it's funny.
It's cute. He's coming to Ottawa. We have to go.
Yeah.
But I just, like, I was looking at his shows today, and I'm just like, ugh, I don't know if that's our scene. It's like, you know, a club, and like, it's dark, and there's like laser lights everywhere, and like music that we're not necessarily that down for. So it'll be.
Well, I'm happy.
So should
with
we go?
I'm happy to see any music.
Yeah. We just might need like.
Maybe I'll watch some of the show videos just to see.
Yeah.
I mean, the crowd, I know the venue it's at.
Yeah.
So
what do you think? Is he turning that into like a. He was just in Winnipeg too. He has a show in Winnipeg and it looks crazy.
I mean, you'll turn. I don't know what the. It's. Well, it's seats.
And he was like spraying champagne and pouring it into people's mouths.
It's
and
the
stuff.
Bronson Center, right?
Yeah, I know.
So. There might be.
I've never been there.
Different halls in there.
Okay.
Because the one hall, unless they take out all the seats.
I just like. I just want to meet James.
Show, obviously.
I just want to meet my little brother.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be fun to hang out with him, but like, it's just weird. Like, you don't want to just like me. I don't know.
It's weird.
I don't want to just be like, hey, nice to meet you.
He also hates podcasts. He's like, I'll never have a podcast. I hate going on them. Like, he rarely ever goes on podcasts.
Oh, he hates
them. He went on Ryan Bailey's once and like, it was so uncomfortable. He just like didn't want to answer questions and was like getting mad at Ryan Bailey for like asking him certain things. It was like so entertaining.
Well, it's probably hard, yeah.
He just doesn't like them. He'd rather, you know, not... be in a long form interview, which I get.
Yeah, you gotta go just to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Just to go hang out.
But
time.
It's not like that with them because they have so many rules around what they can say and what they can't say. They have like they're like if they're on like a Zoom call with like this person they've never met before. And they're like,
I'll tell you,
they're like PR person will be on the Zoom call, you know, and like, it's just like, not, it's very formal. It's not like you and I sitting here on our chairs, you know?
I wonder if he would like more to just only talk about music.
Yeah, he would. He doesn't want to,
like, fuck,
he seems
fuck
uninterested
that.
In talking about any of the drama.
No, well,
like
why
his
would
mind
he?
Is on music.
Who fucking cares? What he loves is his music.
Exactly. So like you could sit here and talk to him about freaking music equipment and speakers
music.
And shit.
Yeah, and stuff like that. Like
he would love that.
So I think it depends.
Yeah,
you know.
I think you're right, but you never know. We should try.
I don't even want to talk about that shit. Like, if I were to meet these people, I wouldn't even want it. I like, you watch them,
mm-hmm.
and you're kind of like, oh, they seem like really well. You get to know them, and then you're like, oh, you want to be around them. And then, for me, if I want to be around them, I just want to hang out with them and like, not.
Yeah, ask them weird questions. Like, I want to get to know them in a different way.
I just want to like hang out because I think they're cool and. You know,
I want to get to know them in a different way, too. Like things about them that like you wouldn't like these like, you know, basic interviewers would never ask. Like go down a completely different rabbit hole with them, you know.
And I mean, that goes for like everyone that you want to hang out with. It's very, you know, few and far between. But when you do want to hang out with someone, you're not like, oh, you want to hang out with them because you want to know about, like, how their marriage is or, like, what their fucking best friend's fucking ex did to her and shit. Like, fucking.
And they don't care about that. They want to, because that's not their everyday life. That's their job, right? So, like, what matters to them in their everyday life, like Ariana, for example, she's just, like, with her dogs, hanging out with completely different people, interested in different stuff. Like, you want to, like, talk to them about things they're actually passionate about, not things that everyone just, like, blanket coats them as their
Doesn't
whole identity.
Doesn't make any sense because why would someone want to talk about... talk about their life like that. They want to obviously talk about like the things they're passionate about. People want to even it's like someone who works for the fucking government here. Like it's government town where we live, and so everyone you're not gonna ask.
We've come here
like,
and ask
hey, so like what's going on at your work or like
what's going on with the prime minister? Like,
but
fuck that.
They,
you
want
to talk
things,
to them about what they do, what they like.
Things they're really passionate about. So you know, we could.
Yeah, so I think we'll leave it there for today. And we'll be back with a summer house recap. And we're also going to talk about traders soon, too.
Yeah. And, you know, live life cool. Live
life cool. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, yeah, I know. I just got, like, anxious because I'm like, oh, it's, like, after 10 and I have a meeting at 12 and I feel pretty stoned and, like, I look like shit and I haven't eaten. So that's all. I controlled it in my head for a bit. I was like, okay, no, everything's fine. You still have 2 hours. Like, you just have to go. You have to show up. But, yeah, I was preoccupied.
So I got really stoned and then I got anxious about...